This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Gerritsen Building Supply. Brian Rooney is a regional economist with the State of Oregon Employment Department. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So let's talk about the numbers out last week. Douglas County's payroll employers adding jobs in February. Obviously, we've all gone through a lot in the past year, and we've lost a lot of jobs when the pandemic hit. Talk about the gains and what we've seen in the past month.
Okay, well, most recently in February, Douglas County gained a seasonally adjusted 160 jobs. And that's good news because Douglas County had some job losses in December and January. Douglas County was kind of stuck in the extreme COVID regulation category. And that showed up in December with a loss of 190 and a loss of 30 in January. So we had a little bit of a turnaround in February. A lot of those that the job change from month to month has to do with leisure and hospitality in the restaurants and bars, especially. Leisure and hospitality was up 80 in February. And then there were some smaller gains in logging was up 20, construction up 20, manufacturing was up 20. And those goods producing industries, logging, construction, and manufacturing, weren't as affected by COVID as, say, the service industries, especially leisure and hospitality. So they're seeing a little bit of a seasonal uptick there.
Now, obviously, for those restaurants, bars, and similar, it has been a real bumpy roller coaster for the past year. When we look at where we're at now versus the employment numbers pre-pandemic in February of 2020, how do things look?
Well, Douglas County, like most relatively rural counties, did a little better than the statewide and even the national numbers. With February's numbers, Douglas County has gained back 46% of the jobs lost in February and March of last year or March and April at the beginning of the pandemic. Statewide, we've gained back 46%, and Douglas County has gained back 63%. Statewide, we've gained back 46%. And then nationally, we gained back about 58% of the jobs lost last spring due to COVID. So Douglas County has been doing a little better, but when Douglas County went into that extreme COVID regulation category later in the year, there were some job losses.
Now, have you been able to look at any data from other states? I'm curious if some of the numbers, some of the percentages are fairly similar around the nation.
Similar in most states. The nation is kind of like Oregon in that some of the more rural states, they are socially distancing. It's easier to social distance. The industry structure is more dependent on natural resources and manufacturing. So some of the rural states weren't as affected by the COVID pandemic as more urban states.
And as we look farther into the spring, what are your thoughts about where we may be headed job-wise?
Well, it's looking like we're making some progress against the pandemic, and that's, the main thing. So we should expect to see some job losses, some job gains as we come out of the pandemic. Also, seasonally, we would expect to see increases in outdoor activities like logging and construction and agriculture. So both seasonally and coming out of the pandemic, we would expect to see job gains going forward.
Now, I imagine for some of those things that happened in the summer that didn't last year and are kind of up in the air currently and may depend on risk level in a particular county, there's a lot of question about where some of those jobs, whether folks are going to get back to work or not.
Yeah, well, if we continue to make progress with the pandemic, especially, we'd expect the jobs to be available. how much labor is going to be available to fill those jobs is yet to be seen. A lot of the unemployment that we've had is temporary. So people are still attached to an employer, and as new jobs come along, we're going to have to find people to fill those jobs.
One of the things I've heard, though, at least locally, is because of all the back and forth with the risk levels and that kind of thing, some people who are in service industry jobs are having a hard time going back and forth, working, not working, trying to pay their bills. So they went on to other jobs altogether. And when Douglas County got back to the high level from extreme recently, I know that a number of local employers, restaurants, et cetera, are still having a hard time finding people because a lot of their former workers said, that's it, I've had it, I'm going to go do something else.
Yeah, we've seen an increase in self-employment. And, you know, if people have to pay the bills off and they'll move on to something else. And also there's a lot of reasons not to go back to work during a pandemic. You know, first, you might be afraid of getting sick, but also kids not in school makes childcare a big issue. A lot of people are staying home to take care of the kids. And also a lot of the unemployment is temporary. So it'll be interesting to see how much of those temporarily unemployed will be going back to the employers that they're attached to.
Now, I know the State of Oregon Employment Department has been very busy over the past year, a lot of things to do in dealing with this. What's that been like for you working the past 12 months?
Well, it's been busy for me as an economist. I'm in the research division, and, we've just been scrambling to keep up with an ever-changing situation. And, you know, of course, it's just a record number of unemployed in a short amount of time, and that put a lot of pressure on the benefit system. And I think that was pretty well publicized also.
For you, how did you end up being a regional economist, get into this whole field?
Well, short of my life story, as I was going to college, I started out looking at a business degree and so had to take a lot of economics, and I found economics a little more interesting than just the business degree. So I've worked as an economist now around 27 years, first in the private sector and then for state government.
So what was it about studying the economy that you particularly found fascinating?
It was more of a science, interested in numbers and science and facts, more than, say, marketing and sales, which was more what the business degree was geared towards.
Brian Rooney, regional economist with the State of Oregon Employment Department. Brian, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.